Most Olympians don't get year-round attention or make front-page news. But in a few weeks, winter sports of all kinds will be in the spotlight in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Colorado Public Radio's Rachel Estabrook introduces us to one athlete at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs who's working hard to try to represent the United States in the sport known as skeleton racing.
Veronica Day will be the first person to tell you that she didn't get into this to be famous.
I'm never going to get any name recognition doing skeleton.
Skeleton, the Olympic event in which Day barrels down an icy track on a small sled, head first on her stomach at 80 miles an hour. Yes, with a helmet.
It can be weird, I guess, that I'm like competing on the highest level and then have no one even know what I'm doing. But I mean, you could say that about any other niche sport, and there are a lot of them.
Niche, like most Americans only pay attention to it for a couple of weeks every 4 years. Not too long ago, even Veronica Day did not know that much about skeleton. She was a track and field athlete in college. Not good enough to go to the next level, she says. But in 2010...
I was sitting in my college apartment with my three teammates, and we were watching women's bobsled.
It's the final day of competition at the Whistler Sliding Center. The final two heats.
The announcer would say, oh, so-and-so ran track for this university. And so all my roommates were track athletes. I'm like, we run track. We can make a bobsled team.
The rest were joking, but Day was serious. She filled out an application, found skeleton was a better fit, and within a year, she was on the track in Lake Placid for her first run.
And it's the most fun you'll ever have. I mean, you don't have no idea what you're doing. The coach just, like, kicks you off the side of the mountain and is like, have fun, see you at the bottom, bye. And finished the run, I was like, take me up, I'm going again.
She made the national team and moved to Colorado. There's no ice track here, but Day can do the rest of her training to prepare for the all-important push start, those first few seconds before she dives onto the skeleton sled. In the training center's main gym, Day sprints on a lane of artificial turf on the gym floor. On one leg, she's going faster than most people can on two.
And then I just did some accelerations and some jumping drills. And now I will go into the sled pushes and then sprints at the end.
This is a sprawling facility where even the dumbbells are tattooed with Olympic rings. A 50-meter sprint track has pressure plates underneath to dissect how an athlete runs. And one room here can mimic almost any environment in the world in terms of temperature and altitude. After the workout, on the floor at home, she stretches out her legs and puts little plastic cups down on each thigh.
It feels like a vacuum is sucking the skin off of your body.
And it leaves red circles.
When you do them on your back, you look like a stegosaurus. So you've got a whole bunch running down your spine.
The therapy is called cupping. It's supposed to relieve pain and help recovery. Day's not sure it actually works, but she needs any advantage she can get. The U.S. Olympic skeleton team will be chosen later today, and Veronica Day needs to be one of the top two or three women in the country to make it. Whoever makes it to Pyeongchang for the U.S., they'll have a slight advantage this year. Three of the top skeleton finishers from Sochi are Russian. They were caught up in the doping investigation and have been banned from the Olympics for life. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Estabrook in Denver.